June the 3rd. These were the potters, and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. 1 Chronicles 4:23, King James Version. Potters were not the very highest grade of workers, but the king needed potters, and therefore they were in royal service, even though the material upon which they worked was nothing but clay. We too might be engaged in the most menial part of the Lord's work, but it is a great privilege to do anything for the King. Therefore we will abide in our calling, hoping that, even if we sit among the pots, we will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver, and its pinions with glistening gold. Psalm 68:13. The text tells us of those who lived among plants and hedges, having rough, difficult, hedging and ditching work to do. They may have desired to live in the city, amid its life, society, and refinement. But they stayed where they were, for they also were doing the king's work. The place of our habitation is fixed, and we are not to remove ourselves from it out of whim and impulse. Instead, we are to seek to serve the Lord in it by being a blessing to those among whom we reside. These potters and gardeners had royal company, for they dwelt with the king. And although they were among hedges and plants, they dwelt with the king there. No lawful place or gracious occupation, however lowly, can exclude us from communion with our divine Lord. In visiting shacks, slums, homeless shelters, or jails, we can go with the King. In all works of faith, we can count upon Jesus' fellowship. When we are in His work, we can depend upon His smile. You unknown workers, who are engaged for your Lord amid the dirt and wretchedness of the lowest of the low, be of good cheer, for jewels have been found upon dunghills before now. Earthen pots have been filled with heavenly treasure, and harmful weeds have been transformed into precious flowers. Dwell with the King for his work, and when he writes his chronicles, your name will be recorded.